Hello everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Mixed Reality Dev Days. Welcome to Alt Space VR, and welcome to Holographic Remoting. This is my session where I'm going to talk about rapid iteration and supercharged graphics on HoloLens. I am Brent Jackson. I am a program manager on the developer platform for mixed reality at Microsoft. And today, I would like to discuss with you, what is holographic remoting, you might ask? And if you didn't, then you're probably in the wrong session. The next question you'll probably ask is, why should we use remoting? And that's a great question. I would like to address that for you. From that question, you're going to wonder when to use Azure Remote Rendering versus when to use holographic remoting, because they are different and they both have their use cases. After that, I'll kind of give you a more technical remoting comparison between Azure Remote Rendering and holographic remoting. And then I'm going to follow that up with a demo of editor remoting from inside of Unity, one of my favorite features of holographic remoting. So, if there are no questions, let's just get started. Just kidding. You guys can't ask questions yet. Same for the end. So, what is holographic remoting? Well, holographic remoting is basically taking the power of a gaming PC, streaming that to your HoloLens, and to do it correctly, I would appreciate it if you would plug an Ethernet cable into your Wi-Fi router if you are doing this in a standalone setting. And then with that, you get about 100x increase in performance. Because you see, the HoloLens is a fascinating piece of hardware. It's this standalone processing unit that can do amazing things, but when you put the power of a gaming PC behind it, all of a sudden you can get VR level graphics inside of your HoloLens. So there's three types of rendering you have to understand to really get what's happening here. So we have HoloLens 2, holographic remoting, and Azure Remote Rendering. HoloLens 2, native applications just run on the HoloLens. With holographic remoting, you have remote applications that run completely on a PC and then just stream to the HoloLens. With Azure Remote Rendering, you get a hybrid application that runs on your HoloLens, and then complex 3D models are streamed from Azure in the cloud. And this is where you get like the benefits of using the HoloLens as an edge device with all the strength of the cloud to render some high-poly models down to your device. So the way holographic remoting works is it consists of a remoting player app on the HoloLens, and then you have this remoting library on your PC. Remoting player app sends poses and input to the remoting library, and that remoting library sends rendered frames and audio back to the HoloLens. On the PC, you're going to be running either a holographic application that you've deployed to your PC, or you're going to be using the Unity plugin that allows you to do remoting from the editor, or the Unreal plugin that allows you to do remoting from the Unreal editor as well. So, why should we use remoting? Well, I thought you might ask that. It turns out 3D models can be kind of complicated, and you have to optimize them in order to get them to work on a HoloLens. And a lot of detail is lost in 3D model optimization. So, in a lot of HoloLens use cases, we're looking at CAD models on the HoloLens. The original CAD 3D model is designed parametrically, and this is different than your polygonal 3D models that are often seen on the HoloLens or in gaming scenarios. A parametric model is designed with very specific analog mathematics, if you will. A circle is drawn with pi, and you need this because when you're drawing in CAD, you're drawing things that are going to be created in the real world, and so you need perfect circles. You can imagine if you make a piston out of polygons and put it inside of a cylinder also made out of polygons, you're probably not going to get a very smooth action there and have a low performing engine. So that's why we use parametric design in CAD. However, this parametric design does not convert over for real-time rendering engines. So you have to convert these 3D models into polygonal models. And when you do this, you take these perfect curves and you turn them into really nice looking polygons and triangles can look basically the same if you have a high enough resolution. But like I said before, the HoloLens is a little bit limited in the amount of polygons it can render at once, especially once you start adding more to a scene. Then you have to optimize that 3D model. Now, this 3D model has been heavily optimized down to around 9,000 polygons. And so you can really see how the triangles are visible here. And you don't get that smooth curve. You obviously don't get the smooth curve of your CAD, but you also don't get that good looking 3D model of like a high poly 3D model. But you have this low poly model. That is not ideal. If you need to convert any of your CAD models from CAD to Polygon and then polyreduce them, we do have some documentation at aka.mscad to GLB that you can use to help you along that process. So this model in the middle, and obviously the reduced one, these would work fine on the HoloLens, but we often end up wanting to look at something even a little more complex like this. So this engine, which is 16 million polygons, it will not render natively on a HoloLens. You have to use holographic remoting or Azure Remote Rendering in order to visualize this on your HoloLens. If you wanted to look at this engine on your HoloLens, you'd have to decimate it down to around 250,000 polygons to get it to run natively. And while sure, this might work, this is, I would say, an unacceptable level of design, our level of detail for a design review. So that's why we use our holographic remoting. The other side of this too, which I'd mentioned, is you need to understand scene complexity because yes, that is one 3D model, but depending on how many 3D models you have in your scene, it can reduce the capabilities of the HoloLens because it's going to increase the processing load on top of it as well as the GPU load. And so that'll further reduce the quality. It's a bit complicated. We're not going to go into too many details of it. I just wanted you guys to understand that the complexity of the 3D model and the complexity of the scene both affect the performance of the HoloLens. So when do you use Azure Remote Rendering to help with this situation? Well, you use Azure Remote Rendering when every detail matters. When you want to see just the highest resolution 3D models, you have high poly content that it won't render normally on HoloLens. That's when you use Azure Remote Rendering. We just launched a public preview of Azure Remote Rendering, which we're very excited about. It's easy to integrate into your application, and we have an SDK for it. This is really also great for deploying your applications at scale because Azure Remote Rendering is extremely easy to integrate into your project, and it's also really easy to deploy at scale. Now, when do we use holographic remoting? This is something you're going to want to use if, for instance, you need to do some custom rendering. So Azure Remote Rendering works with FBX and GLTF file formats. But if that's not something you have, let's say for instance you need to use a custom renderer so you can look at voxel images of things like, doing MRI visualization, or you want to take advantage of Unity or Unreal's renderers because you're producing a game with really dynamic content, or you have your own renderer and that's your company's secret sauce, then you're going to need to use holographic remoting in order to use that on the HoloLens. Another use case, and probably my favorite, is rapid iteration from with editor remoting. So let's say you're designing an application in Unity. Time to go from Unity to looking at the holograms on your device is about 3 to 5 minutes if you're looking at a Hello Hologram application. Now, keep in mind, this is making a change, and so then you build it in Unity, then you build it in Visual Studio. And then you deploy it to your HoloLens, and then you launch the app. That's where you're going to get your 3 to 5 minutes. Now, if you're using holographic remoting, It's like 7 to 10 seconds for a basic Hello Hologram application from the time, basically you click play inside of the Unity editor and it shows up on your HoloLens. And with that delta between the two, you're at about a 100x faster iteration for your developers as they're making your application. If you're building something beyond looking at a cube to make sure rendering works, which was 3 to 5 minutes, it can become a long time. Especially it's a big project, you have to build the whole thing, deploy the whole thing. It's a lot of time that could be used better with iteration. There's also a third time when it's convenient. It's a bit of a niche case, but for holographic remoting is, what if there's just no internet? What if you don't have access to the internet? But you're still in a situation where you need to look at holograms that are beyond the capabilities of your HoloLens. But yeah, you can't use Azure remote rendering. For instance, let's say you have this beautiful photogrammetry scan of Mount Rushmore, and you've always been curious, well, what if we put it here? And so you go out there and you want to render it. You can't do this with just your HoloLens. You would need to bring along a pretty powerful PC and your own wireless router and that Ethernet cable. And you connect it up, and then you can render this and you can say, oh, that's what it would look like if I put Mount Rushmore here. I'm not saying you should do this or you want to do this or there's any good reason to do this. I'm just saying you could do this. And it's not our job to tell you what to do. It's our job to enable you to do what you want to do. And that's an example of when maybe you would need to do this without the internet. Next, I'd like to do some remoting comparison between holographic remoting and Azure remote rendering. So holographic remoting, as you know, the apps run on your PC and they stream to your HoloLens. Whereas Azure remote rendering, the app is running on your device. And works just fine on your device. It's just if you have a really high poly model that you need to render on the device, you can utilize the cloud to push it to your device and see it that way. So yeah, the content renders kind of in a hybrid mode, server and device on Azure Remote Rendering, whereas all the content is rendering on your PC with holographic remoting. As far as the server slash PC rendering engine goes, for holographic remoting, you can use Unity, you can use Unreal, you can use a custom engine if you want. It's really up to you because you're building the entire application yourself. You can make it however you want within reason and run that and then just stream the pixels and the audio to your HoloLens. For Azure Remote Rendering, we're using Microsoft's Renderer, which is a custom design renderer that can really handle these super high poly models and is optimized to render those really well and stream those to your device. So then the device rendering engine, what's actually on your HoloLens doing the rendering, for Azure Remote Rendering, it could either be Unity or a custom DirectX application. Whereas with holographic remoting, there's nothing. You're using the remoting player application that is on your HoloLens that's just receiving, like I said, the pixels and the audio. Best use case for these with Azure Remote Rendering, really, it's if you have those super high poly 3D models that you want to render. If you want to utilize the cloud and an edge device to have everything in your application working just right on your HoloLens, but all the power of the cloud coming down. More power than you could ever get from holographic remoting streamed into your HoloLens. That's when you'd want to use Azure Remote Rendering. Also, if you decide to deploy your application at scale, it's much easier to set up and deploy at scale because you really just have a HoloLens application that you can sell out through the store, and then it's just connected to Azure to pull down that extra rendering. Whereas it's a bit more complicated to set up on the holographic remoting side. And then if you have FBX or GLTF models available, then that is also when you would use Azure Remote Rendering. On that note, the best use case for holographic remoting, if you don't have FBX or GLTF, then you need to use a custom render renderer so that you can look at voxel items such as MRIs. That is, or if you need to use custom shaders, that's when you would want to use holographic remoting. Also, and this works for, no matter where you're going to deploy your application, you can use holographic remoting during rapid iteration during the design phase because, if you're building in Unity, you can still deploy it as your remote rendering, but you can start testing things out really quickly. And so that's one of my favorite use cases I mentioned for holographic remoting. You could also use it in the event that you have little or no internet access, for those times that you're rendering high poly photogrammetry models in the middle of the jungle, at the bottom of the ocean, or next to a beautiful mountain range. Also, if your content is extremely dynamic, like games, and I guess if also if you want to use like Unity's renderer or Unreal's renderer, that's when you would want to use holographic remoting as opposed to Azure Remote Rendering. And to kind of dive into the loop for each of those again, here at the bottom of the slide, I reiterate that for holographic remoting, you have your remoting player app on the HoloLens that just sends poses and input and just receives rendered frames and audio. It sends those poses and inputs to the remoting library, which is a part of the holographic app on your PC, or the Unity or Unreal editor plugin. And then it sends those rendered frames and audio back to that remoting player app. And then on the Azure remote rendering side, you create your holographic application and you add in the Azure remote rendering library. And so you have this fully functional application, add in this library. And so then when you need those high poly 3D models to be rendered, you send your poses and scene info to Azure. And so then the Azure remote rendering server takes the pose and scene info and renders the 3D model around it so that it can send those rendered frames and line them up back inside of your holographic application, courtesy of the Azure Remote Rendering library that you have integrated into your application. So, how do you get started working with something like this? Well, I just mentioned when you're getting started, you should use holographic remoting for rapid iteration, and I'd love to show you how. So you're in luck now. It's da 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 demo time. So here we have a just a regular Unity project. I'm going to walk you through how to set up for holographic remoting. First thing I'm going to do is go to Build Settings. Make sure you're on the Universal Windows platform. Click Switch Platform. While that script is running, it's a good time to go ahead and launch the holographic remoting app on your HoloLens. That way you can get your IP address ready to go. So I'm going to go over to Window, Package Manager. Type in Windows. And here we have the Windows Mixed Reality plugin and the Windows XR plugin. So the Windows Mixed Reality plugin works with 2018 and 2019 versions of Unity. Windows XR plugin currently only works with 2019. So we're going to focus on the Windows Mixed Reality plugin for this demo because we still have a lot of users who are using the 2018 LTS version of Unity. So install that. Let's check here. Yep, still got it. Don't go to sleep. Close. Go to player settings. Scroll down. Virtual reality supported. Add Windows Mixed Reality. And remoting. Make sure the remoting box is checked. Now, go to Window, go to XR, Holographic Emulation. I like to dock it down here. Remote to device, second gen. Our IP address is 192.168.86.250. Click Connect. Now we're connected. I'm going to add a cube to the scene so we can see it when we get going. Hit play, and there we go. I am rendering on my headset now. You can see scene view. You can see how the camera is following around my gaze with the HoloLens. Works pretty great. Now, about that design iteration time I was talking about. Oh, you can see I'll flip my camera up. So let's say art director comes back and says, we need more cubes. So we add another cube. It's not quite enough. We need one more cube. All right. Let's make sure this looks good. So I said 7 seconds earlier. Let's see where we're at. 1/1000. 2/1000. Oh, all right. 2/1000s to get my three cubes out. It's not bad. And so, as I was saying, this works really great if you are doing a very iterative design process and you just need to see how things look and interact on the HoloLens. All right, welcome back. So let's review what we've talked about today. Holographic remoting streams apps from your PC to your HoloLens so you can get 100x performance on your HoloLens. See those VR level graphics in holographic form. You can use remoting to render objects that are too complex to be rendered on the HoloLens by itself. Azure Remote Rendering is something you should use if you're using high poly count 3D models and you need to view those on your HoloLens, if you're using the FBX or GLTF 3D format, or if you plan on deploying at scale. If at all possible, you should use Azure Remote Rendering. It's set up to deploy at scale. You should use holographic remoting if you need to use a custom renderer or custom shaders, or if you have really dynamic content like games. Or also, if there's no internet in sight, then you can't really use Azure Remote Rendering. And so you have to use holographic remoting if you can't accomplish what you're trying to accomplish with just the HoloLens itself. And then finally, rapid iteration, as shown in Unity in the demo we just went through. Really, you can lower that, get that other 100x increase in performance, but this time it's for your developers. So thank you everyone for coming. Thank you for coming to the Mixed Reality Dev Days. Thank you for hanging out with us in AltSpace. Thank you for coming to my session. And I'm going to be hanging out for the conference. Look forward to chatting with you and catching up. Cheers.